Awesome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Joining the third installment of our month-long divorce help series on Relationships 360 Degrees. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, your host for this show, which seeks to repair, build, and maintain enriching, long-lasting, character-based relationships with the help of expert guests like divorce coach Sheila Brennan. She joins us this evening to assist those of you who are divorced, who are in our audience, or in the final stages of divorce, with tips on how to effectively date again. As a divorce coach, Sheila uses her personal experience and combines it with her formal education and training to help her clients emerge from the divorce process empowered, enlightened, and stronger. Her goal is to keep the client focused and to empower them with the tools to meet the demands of divorce, and many there are, and to keep your life moving forward. Sheila's clients appreciate her objectivity, advocacy, and savvy approach to divorce coaching, and we appreciate having you on the show tonight, Sheila. Welcome to Relationships 360.
Thanks, Tiff. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much again for joining us, taking time out of your schedule. I'm sure you can be doing many things right now, watching TV, reading a book, but you chose to join us tonight and spend some of your free time. So always appreciate that. And I understand, Sheila, that you possess firsthand knowledge of the divorce process. Does that mean that you're divorced yourself?
Yes, I'm divorced. I've been divorced almost 8 years, 8 years in June, actually.
Okay. And I don't know, do you have any plans for remarriage? How long was your first marriage, and are you hopeful to get remarried someday?
That's a great question, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to respond to it. I have been separated for 12 years, almost 12 and a half, and I actually label myself as happily divorced. When I was married for 17 years, I don't know, 18 years. And I married my college sweetheart, who we met when we were 18 and got married at 26. When I was married, I never really my goal to ever remarry again. And people used to say, like, if my husband died, would you get married again? And my response always was, no, I wouldn't. I have been engaged. I was engaged in the last 6 years, and it didn't work out. But I always felt kind of like Oprah, that I didn't really. He wanted to get engaged. Wasn't really important to me to get engaged. It's not really important to me to get married. What's really important is to be happy. And what the thing, my reference to Oprah is that Oprah, when she got engaged many, many years ago, she said, it's good enough for me to be with somebody who wants to marry me. I don't really have to get married. And that's how I always felt, that I was with somebody who wanted to marry me, who wanted to spend the rest of his life with me, who wanted to be committed to me. And I was good with that, and the actual being married, because I always said I would never get divorced again. So that I knew for sure. And since the divorce rate is higher for second marriages, it was really concerning to me. So no, but
yeah,
go
ahead.
I have achieved happiness in my life without a guy in my life. So,
and of course,
I wouldn't say I want to get married, because I probably don't.
Well, never say never, but that's a whole another topic. Yeah, I actually did a show, I believe it was a month or two ago, about being happily single. It was actually called Single, the New Married. So there are lots of people, that are in the boat that you're in, Sheila, and I actually believe there are some statistics that say that of people who have been divorced at least once, only 25% of them are interested in getting remarried. So, I was kind of, shocked at that. So this show is definitely targeted, to those that are in that situation that are actually looking to date again and remarry. But then there are those that, want to get into another relationship and not necessarily get married, like yourself. So that's what we're talking about tonight, regardless of which of those situations or categories you fall into. We're talking about post-divorce dating, success tips for dating, once the divorce gavel drops, with our expert, Sheila Brennan. She is a life coach. She coaches a lot of divorced individuals, helping them to get back on track after they have parted, from their ex-spouse. I know you mentioned to me before the show started that your divorce process was actually pretty long. I believe you said it was like 4.5 years. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about, if you can, about that that time. Like, what was going on? Was it a pretty difficult time during that transition? Were you dating during that time? What was going on in those 4.5 years?
I definitely was dating in those 4.5 years, and it was 4.5 really, really challenging years. My children were 10 and 12 when we entered the divorce arena. And I was definitely dating. My ex-husband was definitely dating. I probably waited about a year before I dated. And I think the thing about dating is that when I was dating early on, I thought I was totally fine, and I thought I was ready to date, but in hindsight, in retrospect, I could see that I definitely was not